God is good.
All
the time.
God is good.
Amen. Welcome to Lenexa UMC and to our worship service. And if you are visiting, feel welcome and feel in the presence of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Our distinguished guest today is Reverend Dr. Anne Katobu, and she's our district superintendent. And later on, following the service, she will come and lead our church conference. And she came with her sons, and she will introduce them later. And anybody else who is welcome, who is visiting, feel welcome. I have a few announcements here. For Super Bowl Sunday, the Spectrum class is collecting canned soup for the community. So if you brought canned soup, leave them in the attic. And also next Sunday, they are still collecting. So if you didn't bring them today, you can bring them next Sunday. And please sign the attendance book and pass it to the person sitting next to you. And I don't have any more announcement. I want to turn it over to Carol. Oh, it is good to see Cody. Welcome back. Let's praise God. Amen. Yes, we have been praying for you.
Good morning.
My
name is Carol Sanagorski, and I'm here to be liturgist. Please stand as you are able and join me in the call to worship. Great and mighty is our Lord. Sing hymns of praise to the Lord. And please join me in singing hymn number 514 on the screen or in your hymnal number 514. pass the peace to your neighbor while the children come down for children's moment.
Good morning, James and Michael. Are you enjoying me today? Good morning, Elise. All right, you guys are going to have to help me out. So we've been talking about SPUD. So what does it stand for? Good job. Yeah, so today we're talking about numbers. So, hey, Elise, why did you come to church today? Your mommy brought you? Wow. What about you guys? Why did you come to church today? Every week? It's a habit? The bells are playing, so you had to be here? To vote? Anyone else? Because you like it here? Fellowship. All right. So what about the first time you came to LUMC? Why did you come that time? Looking for a church? Came to music in the park? The teenage son liked it? Thanks, Pastor Chan. Family? My mommy dragged me is my answer. Yeah, so we know that the church grows a lot of times through personal invitation. That a lot of us, the first time we came was probably that somebody invited us or brought us, whether that was family or friend. How many of you came the first time with an invitation from someone? Okay, yeah, that's like at least half of the people who are here. And we know that it was that way even 2,000 years ago when the church was starting. We know that Paul went on his trips and he went to different cities and told people about God and invited them to start a church. And that's how it's always been. And so we have our experiment here today. So we have our bottle, and this is our church. You can think of all this as all of us inside of the church here. And over here, we have all of the people who are outside of the church. And so if we stay in our bottle and they stay in their cup over here, is anything going to happen?
No.
Hold on. But if we go out and invite them in and bring them in to our and add them to our church, supposed to explode. So it kind of bubbled up a little bit. It's supposed to do a whole lot more than that. I don't know what's up with that today. But our numbers can explode just like this beautiful foam is exploding. Wow! Ooh! Ah! Amazing! Alright, so my challenge for you this week is to go out and think of somebody in your life who doesn't come to any church and invite them to come check out LUMC. Let's pray. Repeat after me. Dear God, help us to not stay in our bottle, but to go out and invite others to join us in our numbers. Amen.
Thank you, Mary, for that powerful children message, and I hope everybody and each one of us was blessed. As we go before the Lord today, let's remember the family of Lily, Marjorie. She went to be with the Lord on Thursday. So Marjorie, Lily went to be with the Lord. Pray for her family. And also pray for those who are not feeling well, those who are still going through the healing process with surgeries. Keep them in your prayers. I would like to give you a moment of silent prayer. Our Lord, our God, and our Father and Savior, we want to thank you today because of who you are in our lives. You are worthy to be praised because of the way you have been so nice to us up to this moment. You are the God who never fails to keep his promises. We thank you that in Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, we see your love, we see your goodness, we see your justice, we see your mercy, provision, and victory. You are the God who provides for your children. Our desire is to praise you as long as we live. We praise you for answering our prayers. Thank you for those who have been touched. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you also for enabling each one of us to get here today. Thank you for the gift of salvation and gift of life. We want to thank you even for the fair weather that we have today. We love you and we adore you. We want to lift up those who are traveling, either by air, on the road, or in the oceans. We pray that you keep them traveling mercies. We want to lift up those who are not feeling well. Even for those who are on the road to full recovery, we pray that you keep them full restoration. We want to lift up those grieving families, especially the family of Lily. We pray that you be with them during this difficult time. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you and also pray for all the families represented here today. For those who are unable to be here, we pray that the Holy Spirit be with them wherever they are. Lord Jesus, we commit this worship service into your hands. Come in thy fullness and move in a mighty way. Lord Jesus, we want to sense your presence today in this sanctuary. We need you. We cannot do without you. Lord Jesus, we want to pray for the programs that we have today, the youth fellowships and the meetings we have next week, and all the activities that we have in this church. We pray that it will bring glory and honor to your name. For I pray in Jesus' name. And God's people say, amen. Please join me in the community prayer. God, you have entrusted each of us with the task of witnessing to the good news of your eternal love shown to us through your Son, Jesus Christ. In this time of worship, give us a new understanding of what it means to be all things to all people, so that some of them may come to you with love. Amen. And the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom.
To 19 and Acts 5, 46 to 6, 7. And here we go. The sons of Noah who went out of the ark with Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Ham was the father of Canaan. These three were the sons of Noah, and from these the whole earth was peopled. Acts 5, 46, 6 to 7. And when they had called in the apostles, They had them flogged. Then they ordered them not to speak in the name of the council. In the name of Jesus, and let them go. As they left the council, they rejoiced that they were considered worthy to suffer dishonor for the sake of the name. And every day in the temple and at home, they did not cease to teach and proclaim Jesus as the Messiah. Now during those days, when the disciples were increasing in number, the Hellenites complained against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution of food. And the 12 called together the whole community of the disciples and said, "It is not right that we should neglect the word of God in order to wait on tables. Therefore, friends, select from among yourselves 7 men of good standing, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we may appoint to this task, while we, for our part, will devote ourselves to prayer and to serving the word." When what they said pleased the whole community, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit, together with Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch. They had these men stand before the apostles, who prayed and laid their hands on them. The word of God continued to spread. The number of the disciples increased greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests became obedient to the faith. The word of God for the people of God.
Yes, so for those of you who are seated behind there, what is written on those different colors of papers is spirituality, participation, outreach, and numbers. So for the first Sunday, we talked about spirituality, which means connecting with God in faith through Jesus Christ and through anything that has been created in the universe, including things that you have made with your hands. And then we talked about participation is working as a team. Working as a team in building the kingdom of God here in our church, in the community, and in the world. One person cannot do it. And then last Sunday, we talked about outreach, which is faith in action, witnessing through our actions. And today, are you ready to focus on numbers? Yes. Amen. I'm happy to hear that excitement. So some of you might be wondering, what is all this repetition about? All this repetition is for the purpose of retention in your mind and in your heart. So we say it again and again so that it becomes part of us. Now listen, it doesn't matter where our church is today in terms of numbers. Why? Because our church has a potential of growth. Lenexa UMC has a potential of growth. I'm happy that we are not a dying church. Amen? Amen? I'm happy that we are not a dying church. We are located in a community where there are businesses. We have families around us. And of course, we have membership class, confirmation class, which is a sign of good things, right? Amen? Yes, it is a sign of good things. So we are not a dying church. We should be excited about that. Before, towards the end of last year, that was back in November, I preached on downward trend. But I did not show you the numbers. So today, I thought I should show you the numbers of our downward trend in attendance for the last 6 years. I know some of you are aware about that. So we have been losing. We have been going down, down, down. We have been declining. So we have got to stop that declining. We have got to stem it out so that we can start going up. And it is possible. The leadership of this church have put in place a sponge to help it stop so that we can turn around and go up. So we are going to be intentional this year in trying to stop this decline so that we can go up. And we are going to use a sponge. Now, let's look at the familiar verses in our Bibles. And I have to tell you that these familiar verses are dangerous because we often take them for granted. In Genesis chapter 9, verse 18 to 19, we just read, we see only three people of God coming out of the ark. That is Shem, Ham, and Japheth. There were only three people. God had only three members. And I tell you, these three members drowned the city because God was with them. Yes, God was with these three people. For the word of God says in Matthew chapter 18, verse 20, where two or three gathered in my name, I'm among them. So, church, know this from today. You don't have membership limitation. You don't have territory limitation. In growing in numbers, you can cover the whole of Lenexa. You can cover the whole of Oleta, Overland Park, Shawnee, and beyond. You do not have limitation because when God is with us, everything is possible. When we are in partnership with God, everything is possible. God was with these three people. And we are going to see in the coming verses that these people covered the whole nation. So let's come to the question. What can increase the number of believers? First, the alignment with divine vision. The alignment with divine vision. So one of the things that can increase the number of believers is the alignment with the divine vision for growth. We have to align ourselves with the vision of God. We have to agree with God that growth is possible. We have to agree with God that what you have in mind and in your heart to achieve is achievable. Amen? For in John chapter 14, verse 14 says, Jesus says there, whatever you may need, ask in my name and you will be given. So if we ask to partner with God, He will answer our prayers. He will be with us. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, it says, God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground. And if you continue in Genesis chapter 26, verse 4, this in the next slide, it says, I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and will give them all these lands, and through your offsprings, all nations on earth will be blessed. Okay, let's see the fulfillment of those promises. In Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 10, it says, the Lord your God has increased your numbers, so that today you are as numerous as the stars in the sky. So, here, prior to entering the promised land of Canaan, Moses is reminding these Israelites that God has fulfilled your promise, his promise. So, church, what can increase the number of believers? Let me hear. What can increase the numbers of believers as per the scripture that we have read? What can increase? Yes. Alignment with the vision of God. It is only God that can increase. As we have seen, and these people, they were able to cover the whole nation because God was with them. They obeyed God. So all we need to do is to go before God and say, I want to do it with you. I want to partner with you. I want to align myself with your vision. And when we do that, God will do it. So are you ready to partner with God in numerical growth? Amen. I remember 9 years ago, SPRC and I set as one of our goals to add 20 people to our membership. That was quite a big number. Yes, I didn't know it was going to be a challenge, but we worked hard. You know, by the month of May, June, you could feel it. Are we really going to achieve it? So we kept reminding ourselves. You know, we put the numbers. As you enter through the door, you can see, you know, the number 20, big 20. I put it on the notice board in my office, in the hallway. I put it even behind the men's bathroom door. I put even a sticker on the driver so that I could see it as I was visiting people in the country. I could see number 20. I've got to get to that 20. I have to tell you, by the end of 2011, we rose from 60 in attendance to 80. And part of that was, you know, there were people who were also under restoration, people who had stopped coming to church. And we tried to reach out to them and motivate them to come back to church. And with the number in attendance went up. So, church, when you see people or when you see me carrying a sponge like this, don't think that I've gone insane. It is to remind me. And for those of you who carry it around, it is, you know, to remind you about this point thing. You know, it has to happen. Yes, it has to happen. Otherwise, we'll keep going down in our numbers. We have got to stop it. So all I want to tell you is God is a God of supernatural growth. And if we partner with him and with one another, this is not a one-person thing. If we partner with one another, also, we will grow. Amen? Yes, we will grow. So, what can increase the number of believers? And that is the second one, the presence of God in the church. The presence of God in the church, it is important for believers to establish the presence of God in the church. It is important for me as a pastor and for worship leaders and for the choir members to establish the presence of God in the church. We have got to provide space for prayers and for people to confess with God. That is why I give you a moment of silent prayer. We do cooperate Lord's Prayer so that we can communicate with God directly yourself. And that is why you see me also sometime coming in and kneeling sometime here. Or sometime I raise hands when we are singing. You know, that is, I'm trying to establish the presence of God in the church when I'm doing that. So I don't do so because, you know, when I raise hand or kneeling there, I don't do so because I'm trying to lower my dignity or because of any other reason, but I'm trying to invite God. I'm trying to invite the Holy Spirit to be among us, to be with us in our worship service. Amen? So the truth of the matter is feeling the presence of God. Feeling the presence of God in the sanctuary. Pull the crowd. People go where they feel there is a presence of God. Yes, the Bible is very clear. Wherever Jesus went, there was a crowd following him. Whether he was in the wilderness, the crowd followed him. Whether he was in the synagogues or out at the lake, the crowd was following him because he was the manifestation of God. The same thing with Stephen in the book of Acts. He was a man full of grace and wonders, and crowd was following him everywhere because he had manifestation of God. So that is what is called manifestation of God through believers when we establish the presence of God in this sanctuary. So that whoever comes, they can feel the presence of God. They can connect with God here in this sanctuary. Amen? Amen. It happened in the early church, and it can still happen in our time and even today. So this truth is proven in the book of Acts chapter 5 and 6. Where it talks about a marginalized group due to cliques. The problem was that after the church grew in numbers, it suffered from the same problem that the modern church is suffering with. Yes, the congregation. Let me give you an illustration. Have you ever noticed that people at church sometimes tend to hang out with people they have common interests? They tend to sit together. They tend to, you know, drink coffee together around in the table. That is what is called clique. And that was what was in the early church. So, while cliques have a bad reputation, they are not necessarily all that bad because it can be a support group, it can be an accountability group, or it can be just a fellowship. So, everybody has their clique. People in such cliques end up spending time only among themselves and thinking about each other and about their circle of friends, and they end up marginalizing those who are not part of the group. This is where we find visitors complaining that, oh, that church is not friendly. And then I come and tell people, they say this church is not friendly. They say, oh, we are not friendly. We are friendly. But the visitors are saying, yes, those people, they are not friendly. They think they are friendly, but they are friendly only to themselves. So this was the problem which was in the early church. Some people were marginalized, not intentionally, but because, you know, they were not part of the cycle. And the believers in those churches, they were not sensitive to those who were visiting or to those who were marginalized. So in Acts chapter 6, God is driving the message home with the point that the only way to build the kind of a church he wants is to welcome everyone and make them feel at home. Amen? So that is the way to build the church of Jesus Christ here on earth. And that is how a church can grow in numbers and spiritually. So as I close today, I want to encourage all of us to go after anybody who needs Jesus and who needs a home church. And that can increase our numbers, and that can increase us also spiritually. Amen? Amen. Am I speaking to somebody today? Amen. Amen. We give glory to God. So as the ushers come forward, I want to welcome the joy bells too. Let's rise up for the offering response.
Amen.
Please join me in the spirit of prayer. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for the message you have brought to us today about the numbers. Lord, we pray that as we leave this sanctuary today, we pray that you help us to put into action what we have learned from your word. Lord, we thank you also for every blessing that you have given us. And today, we bring a portion of what you have given us before you. We pray that you may bless and multiply this gift for the extension of your kingdom. For we pray in Jesus' name. And God's people say, Amen. Amen. Thank you. As we get ready for the benediction, after the benediction, we will going to be remain seated for the Chai Conference. For those who are not professing members of the Nexa UMC, you are welcome to stay and listen. For those who are members, they will vote. So receive the benediction. Go forth into the world. May the Lord bless you and keep you. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. Amen. Amen. You may be seated now.